mad at you.
Why is K Slate mad?
He said that you are the same people that. You rhyming like the people that you trying to diss.
I ain't rhyming like nobody. Hold on. First of all, excuse me, Mr. K Slay. I'm not rhyming like nobody. I'm a grown man. You understand what I'm saying? We all got influences. And no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? I love K Slay. I've been fucking with K Slay since Style Wars with the bush on his head and the tight corduroys on. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? I fucks with K Slay. I made it known that I fucks with New York. I got a record called Departure talking about me leaving New Orleans and coming to New York because it's rap land. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for here, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't be this rap shit. Just like if it wasn't for New Orleans, it wouldn't be no Harlem Renaissance with jazz. You understand what I'm saying? I pay respect where respect is due. But I'm not 19 years old. I'm not 15 years old. I'm not out here sucking dick and kissing ass. I'm gonna say how I feel. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking when I say New York niggas or East Coast niggas was dissing us and talking crazy stupid shit about us. I'm not speaking hypothetically. I'm talking about what I experienced. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about what I experienced when I left home, when I was in Atlanta during 96, when it was the Olympic times back then, and it was a big influx of people coming from New York. You know what I'm saying? It was little New York then in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not pulling nothing out of the sky. I'm talking from experience. You know what I'm saying? I made it a point. I see they put up the interview with RZA, and he took issue with what I said about RZA, but I was real clear in the interview that I got super respect for RZA. I love RZA. I love the Wu-Tang Clan. If it wasn't for RZA, if it wasn't for the Wu, if it wasn't for Nas, if it wasn't for Big, if it wasn't for KRS and J Rue and Primo and all these people, by the way, Primo's from Texas, if it wasn't for all these people, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be who the person that I am today. And I make it a point to say that. So, you know, it kind of gets me feeling some type of way, man, that niggas be acting like women. Niggas be getting real sensitive. I got a lot of respect for New York. I'm in New York. I live in New York. I live in Brooklyn. My address is 665 St. Mark's Apartment 3C between Nostrand and Rogers. My telephone number is 504-292-1217.
No more of that.
I'm just saying. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and my grandmother and I was raised by women in the Magnolia Projects on 2812 Forest Street, and I'm not going to hold my tongue. You know what I'm saying? If I get into an interview, these interviews, you know what I'm saying, they don't put the whole interview. They put the piece that's going to be sensationalized or all what's going to be this and that, da 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 da. But I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I got love for New York City. I got love for K Slay, Flex, all the Clue, all these, Tony Touch, you know what I'm saying?
DJ Wonder.
I just met him, though. You know what I'm saying? But I know he got a drinking problem, but it's all good. But you know what I'm saying? Mr. K Slay, man, I got love for you. I respect you as an elder and a brother. But if you got an issue with me, hit me up. Hit me up and ask me. Or don't just go firing off shots on Twitter. I can just go firing off shots on Twitter, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a grown man, dog. I'm not 19. I'm 33. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody that take an issue with me, what I'm saying, check me on the facts. Is what I'm saying true or false? If I'm saying New York niggas was calling Southern rappers lame and then jacking our slang, is it true or false? If I'm saying that it's niggas in the South that can burn niggas up here alive, is it true or false? You understand what I'm saying? Like, don't stop playing with me. I'm tired of having to make excuses. First of all, let me tell you something. My name is Jay Electronica. My name is Jaree Understanding Allah. I'm not out here. I'm on a mission from Almighty God. I ain't on a mission from K Slay. I ain't on a mission from Funk Flex. I ain't on a mission from Wayne from New Orleans. I'm talking about on the radio. I'm talking about Wild Wayne, not Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a mission from Almighty God. So I don't owe it to none of y'all. No explanation on anything that I'm doing as a grown man. But if you have an issue with something that I'm saying, take it up with me. You know what I'm saying? I got love for New York. You know what I'm saying? People take an issue with the shit that I just said about RZA in the interview.
Right.
I just got a record, The Ghost of Christopher Wallace. The opening line is, the game ain't been the same since B.I.G. died and Wu swarmed on New York from out that beehive.
Right.
I could quote you all of RZA lyrics from them days. I could quote you all of Raekwon lyrics, all of Jizz's lyrics, all of the niggas, Killer Priest, Sons of Man, all of these niggas that down south, nobody wasn't even fucking with that outside of the Wu. Nobody was fucking with no Killer Army and Sons of Man. Niggas fucked with Wu. Niggas fucked with the original nine. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm sick and tired. I'm fed up of having to explain myself. Stop being sensitive. Grow some fucking nuts and be a man. I'm not gonna get on interviews and I'm not gonna kowtow and be shucking and jiving. I'm gonna say how I feel. And if you don't like it, you can take me up on it and I will address it with you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Pardon me.
Someone give this guy a blowjob or something.
Please, somebody give me a blowjob.
Say who? Amen.
Who first?
Me too.
Don't be mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, I know. Remember, I remember seeing Jay Mills burning, eating us alive on making the band in front of this shit when he said, big, when he pointed up to the sky. You know what I'm saying? All that shit be in my head when I make songs like The Ghost of Christopher Wallace. But we got Big Pooh right here. He can relate to what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about...
No, before you came in here, Big Pooh was saying the same shit about you.
Yeah, I'm not saying...
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, let me address what he's saying, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, man, you know... Stop pretending. Stop acting. Stop being taking shit so personal.
Right.
This is rap music. This is hip hop. This is expressing how you really feel. I really felt the way about how people was treating us in the South. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't till now that the South and for niggas been holding it down for y'all. A lot of New York shit been whack. Flat out. I'm not talking about the niggas that kept it hard locks. I'm talking about a lot of shit been whacked from up here. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? And if you take issue with that, then take issue with that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
All right, I'm sorry.
Lip service.
I know K-Slay as well. I mean, can we all just get along?
I love K-Slay. You know what I'm saying?
I know Slay, like, too. I don't know what happened.
Feel me what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to understand what I'm saying. You from here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what it feel like to know you nice. And everybody know you nice. And niggas to be not letting you get on the open mic because of where you from.
Not where you from, but I know what it's like for a nigga to know you nice and a nigga just act like they don't hear or see your movement. That's why I had to fuck with Wayne. Mm-hmm. I'm a New York nigga that...
Shout out to Lil Wayne.
Free Wayne
burning
too.
Niggas alive.
I'm a New York nigga and my first plaque is coming from getting with some New Orleans niggas. It's not from...
Well, yeah, New Orleans niggas stand up.
It's not from a New York clique. It's not take nothing away from New York, but that's just where the game went. And niggas got so caught up on they self here, and niggas everywhere else was so used to just being shitted on that when they get with a New York nigga, they cool. They just want to fuck with niggas. But niggas from here was so stuck on they self, then they lost touch of the game. Now they playing catch up.
You know
now
what I want to do?
Not saying that K-Slay is mad, but I'm just saying, like, niggas in general, like, they just mad. Like, niggas in the South and niggas in the Midwest ain't do nothing that we can't do.
Right.
Yeah,
just
real
shit, man. Y'all been doing, you know what I'm saying, like, niggas not stupid. Niggas know that where rap started.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to realize, I don't come from an environment where we only listen to one thing. We was listening to shit from the South.
Yeah.
We was listening to the West. We was listening to the Midwest. We was listening to everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. See, what it really is, it don't have nothing to do with New York, South, East, West, none of that. It have to do with... Nowadays is a shortage of men. Niggas is acting like faggots. You understand what I'm saying? Niggas get sensitive when you speak how you really feel and you say it with conviction and you really standing by what you're saying. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to, if somebody asks me a question on how I feel about the current state of things or how I was affected by something that somebody said, am I supposed to lie? Am I supposed to remain in neutral? You understand what I'm saying? That don't progress nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't hip hop. That ain't real. That ain't New York.
All right, you know what I want to do right now? Besides lighting it up?
But we can get back to lip service and the sex and all that, because I do need... It's a lot of nice ladies.
Jay,
when's
the last time you had sex?
Come on now, don't do me that. Here we go.
I'm just wondering.
I had sex yesterday.
You did, Jay Mills? With who? You don't even have a girlfriend anymore.
In my mind or physically? who you had sex with yesterday?
I said,
Jay Mills.
He said, you don't got a girlfriend no more. I said, oh, that's different.
Who you had sex with yesterday?